So today is not just another Sunday on the calendar. We can treat it as a holy pause, a moment that God gives us to stop, reflect, and realign our hearts with Him. We've celebrated Christmas, we've sung the carols, we've reflected on the birth of Jesus, God is with us. But before we rush into the excitement that 2026 has in store for us, and all the unknowns of the year, let us pause and acknowledge that invitation into something deeper. Let us pray. Father, as we close this year, we ask that you search our hearts, restore what has grown cold, renew what has grown weary. Speak to us through your word and prepare us for what lies ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. If I had to give a title to today's message, I would say, Return and Renew, a heart on fire, a strength made new. Return and renew, a heart on fire and a strength made new. So this message has two main objectives. First, a call to return to our first love. And second, a promise of renewed strength for the season that's ahead. So many of us arrive at the end of this year, faithful but tired, still believing but weary, still serving but running low, still loving Jesus, but if we're honest, not with the same fire that we once have. And the truth of the matter is that God is not disappointed in our efforts, but he is concerned about our energy and our heart. So I'll be reading from Revelation chapter 2 and from Isaiah 40. But in Revelation 2, Jesus speaks to a church that looks strong on the outside. They're doing the right things, saying the right things, standing for the truth. Yet Jesus says something shockingly to them. You have left your first love. They hadn't stopped working for God. They had slowly stopped walking closely with him. And then in Isaiah 40, God speaks to another group of people who are exhausted, overwhelmed, and worn down by life. And he made them this promise. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So here in this pause, I would like to use this opportunity to point out that some of us, we don't need a new year. We need renewed strength. Some of us don't need better plans. We need a renewed heart. And some of us don't need another sermon. We need another encounter with Jesus. So the sermon is not about trying harder. It's not about doing more. It's not about adding another spiritual burden. It's about a simple truth. Now when we return to our first love, God renews our strength. So, if you're tired, this is for you. If your burning passion has cooled, this is for you. If you've been faithful but weary, this is for you. If you want to step into the next season stronger than the last, this is for you. So don't tune out, don't switch off, don't assume it's for someone else. Because before God does something through you in the year ahead, he wants to do something in you today. So let's turn to Revelation chapter 2 and we'll start at verse 1. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and you have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name, and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how you have fallen. Repent and do things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in paradise of God. Amen. Jesus writes to the church in Ephesus, and he begins not with criticism, but with affirmation. I know your deeds, your hard work, your perseverance. Jesus sees their efforts. He sees their faithfulness. He sees their endurance. They're doing many things right. Serving, discerning truth, standing firm. But in the middle of that comes this heartbreaking sentence. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. This is not a rebuke from an angry God. It is grief from a longing Savior. They had not stopped serving. They had stopped loving. It is possible to do the work of God and slowly drift from the heart of God. It is possible to be faithful in activity, but distant in intimacy. Many of us can relate to this. This message hits me personally. When I first joined Granville Street Church, my walk with Jesus was simple and hungry. Years later, in life, responsibility, ambition have grown. And I've had to guard that first love very carefully. Life gets busy. Responsibilities increase. Disappointments, they pile up. And then routine replaces passion. But you see, Jesus did not say, you never loved me. He says, you've left your first love. And we have a faithful God, don't we? Because he doesn't just leave it there. And he doesn't leave it up to us to think what to do. In verse 5, he then gives us that remedy that I can paraphrase in a simple way of saying, remember, repent, and return. Remember. Remember what it was like when your faith was new, when prayer felt natural, when worship moved your heart. Remember when obedience was joyful, not heavy. Do you remember? Because you can't return to something you refuse to remember. He also says, repent. Repentance is not shame. It is turning back to God. And it's not a punishment either. It's about direction. Where are you looking? Where are you facing? Turn your eyes to God. But also it's an invitation into restoration, not condemnation. Repentance sounds like this. Lord, I've been distracted. Lord, I've been busy but not close. Lord, I've let other things take your place. It's not about the big dramatic failures. Jesus is speaking to faithful people, remember, who slowly drifted. But he's given that reassurance that we read in Psalm 51. O broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Repentance is not God pushing us away. It's God making us space for us to come closer and closer to him. And then return. This is the most beautiful part. Jesus says return. He doesn't say fix yourself. He doesn't say do better. And he also doesn't say, prove that you're sorry. He says, do the things you did at first. Return to a simple prayer. Return to God's word with expectation. Return to joyful worship. Return to obedience that comes from love. Return to that childlike faith. Return to that intimacy with me. Now, as I said earlier, that we may have drifted, but returning is not a long journey. It's one step of the heart. And the moment we turn back, Jesus is already there. That's because Jesus is not calling us out. He's not pointing out our failures. He's not calling us out. He's actually calling us home. And he says this to the church. He said, you hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. In other words, they haven't compromised. They still believed the right things. They still stood for the truth. They still rejected sin. But here's the warning. You can be right in your beliefs and still lose that closeness with Jesus. The truth was still there, but love had cooled. Holiness was still there, but the joy had faded. Jesus isn't correcting their theology. He's calling their hearts back. So Revelation shows us what happens when love cools. And Isaiah will show us what happens when weary people come back to him. So Isaiah 40, verses 28 to 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fail. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. Isaiah reminds us of something deeply comforting. In verse 28, it says, the Lord is the everlasting God. He does not grow tired or weary. God never runs out of strength. But we do. And if we're honest, this year has been heavy for many of us, as we heard earlier, and we can reflect ourselves. Heavy emotionally, heavy physically, heavy spiritually. Even the strong grow weary. Even the faithful feel tired. Even those who love Jesus deeply can feel drained. But Isaiah doesn't stop with the reality of weariness. He gives us this promise. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, waiting doesn't mean doing nothing. It doesn't mean standing still or switching off. Biblically, waiting means resting in God, trusting in Him, leaning on Him, and ultimately returning to Him. So that's where those two scriptures meet. Revelation calls us to return, and Isaiah tells us what happens when we do. They will soar on wings like eagles. God gives us a new perspective. They will run and not grow weary. God gives us endurance for the long road. They will walk and not faint. God gives us strength for everyday life. God does not send His people into the world or into the new year depleted. He is always doing something in us before He does something through us. Returning to God is not about going backwards. It's about being renewed for what's ahead. And that returning does bring that renewal. When the heart drifts, when strength fades, when intimacy fades, faith becomes heavy. But when love is restored, joy returns, peace returns, strength returns, purpose returns. God renews us when He has our hearts. So what does that mean for us looking forward to the year ahead? A new year will require a renewed heart, renewed strength, a renewed commitment to walk closely with Jesus. God is preparing us not just to survive, but to soar. So if this year has left you tired, discouraged, or distant, Jesus is inviting you back. Return. He will renew you. You know, over the years, many of us, we've received gifts that once meant everything to us. And with time, they were pushed aside. Not because they've lost their value, but because life got busy. In the same way, we can slowly forget to spend time with Jesus, the precious gift that God gives us. And that is the heart of the message. Jesus does not invite us back to remind us of our failures. He invites us back to remind us of His faithfulness. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." It's not a warning, it's a promise. When we step towards Him, He meets us with grace, not judgment. And when we come back to Him, He does not leave us empty or weak. Because Isaiah assures us, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Not borrow strength, not scrape by with what we have left strength, but with renewed strength. Fresh strength that comes from God Himself. This is why Jesus can say in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Rest for tired bodies, rest for anxious minds, rest for heavy hearts. As we close this year, let us return to our first love, not to a memory, but to a living Savior. Let us receive renewed strength, not from our circumstances changing, but from our closeness with Christ. Let us step into the new year restored, revived, and ready, because our God is faithful. And it says in Philippians 1 verse 6, "He who began a good work in you will carry it into completion." Remember, as a church, we're not stepping forward alone. And we are stepping forward strengthened. We are stepping forward loved. And we are stepping forward renewed because we have returned to the Lord that we love. I didn't want to do anything big and fancy. I wanted to keep it as simple as possible and as short as possible, so that you can allow us some time to reflect on the year that's passed. There may have been bad things and good things, but one thing that we always can say, that God is faithful. I'm always greatly moved when I hear testimonies, but the main one I think I've heard that's always been consistent, that God has not left us. He's always with us. And if we can turn our eyes to Him, remember that fire that once stirred up in our hearts, He will renew us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we return to You today, restore our love, renew our strength, and lead us into a new year in You. Lord, we may have trials up ahead, But Lord, thank you for that comfort of knowing that you are with us, right by our sides. And Lord, let us, in those times, listen to your still, quiet voice that will offer us that comfort, allow us to rest in you so we can be renewed. In Jesus' name, amen.